Good morning. Is it good? Is it morning? Are you alive? Good morning. Say a few words. Hi, that's good. Say a few words. I need you to be eyewitnesses today. Can you do that? You know what an eyewitness is? An eyewitness is someone who actually saw something happen with their own two eyes, right? Yeah, they actually saw it, heard it, and experienced it. And we often hear about that on the news, don't we? You watch the news, and there is a news reporter, right? And they're reporting the news. And they may say something like, there was a fire in Mason City last week, and on the scene is Corey Brown. And we're going to go to Corey Brown and have Corey Brown tell us as an eyewitness of actually what happened. So they go to Corey Brown, right? Says, what did you see, Corey Brown? And Corey Brown says, well, we saw a fire on 7th Street, and the building was totally engulfed in flames before the fire department came. And they go on and on and on because they saw what happened. They're an eyewitness, okay? Now, what I need your help to do today is every time I say a word that has to do with seeing, saw, seen, something like that, I want you to put on glasses. Okay, can you do that? Put on your glasses. Okay, so when I say the word saw, you're going to do what? Put on your glasses. Or, yeah, I can't do that anymore. Anyway, something like that, okay? So here we have a Bible passage from John. They didn't have television back in Jesus' day, did they? Did they? No? No TV back then. Okay, so I'm going to read what John, the reporter, said. And every time he says the word see or saw or something like that, put on your glasses, all right? The next day, John saw, very good, Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw, very good, them following and asked, what do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? He said, come, he said, and you will see. Very good. And so they went and they saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. And it was about the 10th hour. Very good. John also said the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. And then John gave his testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven, and I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen, and I testify that he is the Son of God. It's important to have an eyewitness, isn't it? Because an eyewitness says, I was there, I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, I experienced it. Rather than somebody saying, you know what I think? I think what so-and-so said and so-and-so told that person and so-and-so told that person, this is what it is. And we can say to ourselves, how do you know? Were you there? No, I just go by what somebody else said. John the Baptist was there. He saw with his eyes, heard it with his ears, and experience the whole thing. And what's his report? The report is, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He is here with us live, and he is being baptized. This is amazing, folks. We have been looking for him for many, many years and centuries. He's here. It's real. All right? People need to know Jesus today. And in a sense, you're eyewitnesses. Because when we experience Jesus' love, what can we tell other people? Jesus is alive, he's real, he loves me, and I know he loves you. Because most of us come to Jesus simply because somebody tells them about him. But they have experienced him themselves. All right? So you've experienced the love of God, you continue to, and that is what you can Tell your friends, God loves you, because I know He loves me. Thank you.